From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Obama again sought to reassure Americans about the security risk at home after the terror attacks in Paris and San Bernardino, California this month. Speaking Thursday at the National Counterterrorism Center, Mr. Obama said there are dedicated patriots working around the clock to protect Americans.
We're doing more with countries around the world, including our European partners, to prevent the flow of foreign terrorist fighters, both to places like Syria and Iraq and back into our countries.
President Obama has ordered investigators, in his words, to leave no stone unturned as they work to learn how and why the San Bernardino attacks were carried out. Meantime, the friend and neighbor who bought the guns for the couple who massacred 14 people in San Bernardino, California 2 weeks ago was charged Thursday with supporting terrorism, lying about the gun purchase and immigration fraud. Enrique Marquez faces up to 35 years in prison if convicted on all charges. He legally bought the weapons. U.S. citizen Saeed Farooq and his Pakistani-born wife, Tashfeen Malik, used in the California massacre. Investigators determined that he originally purchased the guns to use in a terrorist plot he and Farooq allegedly drew up in 2012. Members of Libya's rival governments have signed a peace deal despite concerns about the legitimacy of the much-disputed pact. The agreement is an attempt to end the instability that's marred Libya since the 2011 ouster of longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi. It calls for a new unity government within 40 days with members of the internationally recognized government in Tobruk and the one in Tripoli meeting. This is VOA News.